Now you can live in it for 1 hour each week right here on Podcast One. Hey, everybody. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello.
I may have to just keep these off.
Because of your hat?
Yeah. And like my back is killing me because I'm just trying
scrunched
to hold
up.
It. I'm trying to hold it with my back.
Did you not wash your hair? What happened?
No, I don't want to wash it every day.
I know, but what do you do on the in-between days? You always wear a hat?
Yeah, a hat, put it up.
What about, do you use dry texturizing spray?
No, I just can't get into it.
Why?
Like the dry shampoo?
No, not the dry shampoo. I don't like dry shampoo either.
It does nothing for me, by the way.
First of all.
Unless I'm doing it wrong.
Maybe I'm doing it wrong, too. I've tried the powder and
right.
I've tried the spray. Not so much.
No.
I feel like it gives your hair a weird, like, sheen.
Yeah, it's not good.
Not like a sheen,
my
like
sister,
dull.
Like, literally can use it for a week.
Ew.
Maybe. I know. Sorry, Jessica. But I feel like it's if you have
now
thick
you've told
hair.
Which sister. Yeah,
oh, right. But I feel like it's if you have thicker hair, it works.
So we have
thinner hair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You
just gotta shower.
No. You gotta get that Oribe. Is it Oribe or Oribe?
I don't know,
but Oribe. Mm-hmm. Oribe. Dry texturizing.
And you spray. Like it? It works for
so
you.
So here's what happened. So we were at Evine, I don't know, 6 months ago, and Oscar Blondie products were there.
Yeah.
There's just, his creative director's there. He's such a cool guy. I think his name is Chris. Anyway, so he was on the set. You know, sometimes, like, if I'm bored and I'm walking to our set, I'll just walk onto someone else's. No, I walk onto someone's set while they're filming. And I say hi. Like, when Todd English is there, I'll walk on his set and see what he's cooking.
Right.
And just, you know, say hi for a minute and leave. So I was on his set, and he was showing me the dry texturizing spray. And I was like, oh, whatever, because I wasn't into it.
Yeah.
And then I watched them using it, and I'm like, I wonder if that works.
You got sold.
I did. So I took it off of his thing, but then I ran out. So then I saw this Oribe, whatever it is, in the store, and I bought it. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so tell me how you use it.
Okay. I do use it one of two ways.
Okay.
What I do is, so I blow dry my hair.
Okay.
With my, you know, I love my Dyson blow dry. I seriously can blow dry my hair like 9 minutes. Not sponsored. Wish they were. Anyway, so I blow dry my hair, and then I spray... Like dry. It has to be dry.
Okay.
Not flat ironed, just dry. So I dry my hair and then I use the dry texturizing spray. And you have to hold it kind of away from your head and you like lift your hair while you're spraying it. So you're not spraying it on top like hairspray.
Okay. Do you part it and then spray it?
Not really. I just kind of like, remember how you used, did you ever do scrunching?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
It like that. But you don't really scrunch it. You just kind of lift it.
So you're putting it everywhere. You're not putting just like in the roots.
Yeah, you kind of put it everywhere, but you kind of just spray. You like lift and spray.
Okay.
Lift and spray.
Okay.
Like a little here
like
and there.
Fluff.
Not a ton. A little fluff, a little spray.
Okay.
Okay. And then you walk away. And then I go do something, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then I come back and I kind of brush it. I leave it where it's in the kind of roots and I kind of brush out the rest. And then I'll style it, flat iron it, curl it, whatever I'm going to do with it. And it keeps your hair full and volume.
Really?
Yes. Then... Like today, I didn't wash my hair because I washed it yesterday. So I didn't wash my hair today and I woke up and I was like, all right, what am I going to do with my hair? So I fluff and spray.
Yeah.
And I just do the same routine. I just didn't wash it.
But it looks like you just, that's crazy.
It's amazing.
Okay, I got to get it.
I'm telling you, it completely revives your hair.
Really?
Uh-huh. Because I think what it does, because it's dry, because you and I have a lot of hair, but it's fine hair.
Yeah.
So it can get greasy.
Right.
Right? Is that why we're wearing the hat?
Yeah.
Let me see your hair.
No, because I put oil in it.
I should test. But why would you do that?
Because it's for your hair growth. It's like the whole system that I'm doing.
Oh, my God. But
so I said if I'm going to put a hat on, I might as well just put the stuff on. That way it's – so now I just look like I have wet dog hair.
Now I must see it.
Oh, God. No.
Come on. Let me see it.
No. You'll never look at me the same.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, now it's going to be on your hat, just so you know.
I know.
You'll
okay.
be having a treatment every time you wear your hat. No. You just, what it does is, I think because, like, it's a dry spray, it takes the grease out a little.
Right, maybe.
But it revitalizes your hair. It's so good. I love it.
Are you going to take it on your trip? Or are you just always going to have your hair back?
No, I'm taking it.
You are.
Because even when I put my hair back, which I wear my hair back a lot on trips.
Yep.
But the thing is that sometimes I don't want it to look plastered to my head. I want a little volume in the front. So what I'll do is I'll just blow dry the front fringe, kind of rough dry the rest, spray it with a little of the dry texturizing spray, and then pull it back.
That's good. Are you bringing hats to your trip?
Like what kind of hat?
I don't know any hats.
Well, I have got like like a big visor to cover my face.
Your visor is so sexy.
And, you know, I love it.
With your sparkly bikini.
I might not wear it with the sparkly bikini. And then I brought just one regular black hat.
Uh-huh.
But I know I don't feel like I have a great hat. There's no epic hat. I have room in my suitcase, though. I thought we were going to go shopping after this.
We are. I hate packing hats.
It's easy to pack a hat. You put it in an upside down and you pack around it and in it.
I hate that.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like it gets smushed.
It depends on the hat. Or you have to carry the hat, but then you're going to leave it on the plane.
Exactly. It's so annoying.
I can't believe we're leaving tomorrow.
I know. Do you feel ready or do you feel flustered? This is a long time.
No, I packed 3 days
ago. Oh, I didn't mean about that. I meant about the kids. Like,
the only thing about the kids is
like everything leaving.
I feel like the schedule isn't done and I just want to make sure everyone's where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I care about.
Right.
But I know that it'll be handled and I'm not really worried about it. It is weird to leave for so long.
Because you know that your daytime is like our middle of the night. So like when you gonna, we got to find like a special time for you to like FaceTime with the kids if you want to.
That's a good point. Yeah. I'm thinking it's going to be late night for us would be morning for them.
Yeah. So like when it is,
what's the time difference?
8 a.m. over there. It's like 2 a.m. here. It's like middle of the night.
Wait, what? When is it like 7 a.m. here? What time is it there?
So let's just
reverse. Well, how many hours is it?
That's what I got to figure out.
Oh, here's we go again.
If it's 8 o'clock, let's just find out what time.
Just say, what is the time difference?
Let's ask Siri.
Between the Maldives.
Let's see if Sheila.
Or Dubai.
What time is it at the Maldives?
Can you ask what the time difference is?
Oh, wait.
How about
let's
this?
Let's find out. Here. Let's just see if she answers.
Sorry, Heather. There's nothing to repeat.
Really?
Just ask her, see what she says.
Mine says, what that? I'm so bad with Siri. What is the time difference between Los Angeles and the Maldives?
Here's what I found.
Okay, it says current time here is 1 p.m. and the current time there is 2 a.m.
Right.
So it's a 13-hour difference.
Right. So if it's...
So perfect. So if it's 7 a.m.,
it'll be 8 p.m.
It'll be 8 p.m. So that's perfect. So
you're not getting up then. Or
no,
you're
no,
saying
no, no.
for your...
I'm
for
saying,
the kids to
yes,
hear it.
I'm saying to say hello to them before they go to school.
Yeah.
That's when I'll do it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, perfect.
They're going to miss you so much.
You think so? I don't think the twins care.
No, not the twins. I meant the little ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But they have so much going on. It's Coco I worry about.
Yeah.
She's young.
Although I think if we get her like on a good system...
It'll
and
be
you,
okay.
Yeah, and you write her the little notes, which I think is a good idea.
I'm writing them notes. And then I was telling her that Dubai is known for gold. She's like, oh, will you please bring me gold? And I'm like, well, do you want like a bracelet? She's like, no, I just want a piece of gold.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, well, I don't think they really sell it like that, honey. She's like, well, can't you go to a mountain or dig for buried treasure or something? I'm like.
Apparently the souks right now are not under construction, but sort of under construction, but they're still open.
Oh, no.
So we don't know what it's going to be like, but they're still open.
The lower end souks or the higher end souks?
They didn't say.
Because there's two areas.
They just said all of the souks are under construction.
That sounds lame.
So they're like, we don't really know what it's going to be like, but you can still go by and see, I don't know, walk around.
So we might end up in the mall.
Perhaps.
In the mall where I have to cover my shoulders. I completely packed
it. I just watched Sex and the City yesterday, actually.
And?
It was on. Remember like when they went to...
Yeah, I didn't see it.
You didn't watch it?
No. I saw a part of it.
I think you have to watch it on the plane. I mean, you have.
I saw a part because they ran into these gals that were wearing burkas and they took them back somewhere and they were all fabulously
you
dressed.
You just have to watch it just for the fashion, for the whole thing.
What were they dressed
it's
like
cool.
when they were walking around?
I mean, they all have such different styles.
But were they covered?
For the most part.
See, for the most part. I got to bring shawls.
But Samantha always, she had like little, like strappy dresses.
I don't know. I'm just so excited. The only thing I'm worried about, of course, is the weather because of our bad weather. Carmen, Tara keeps showing me the weather. Look at the weather. It's going to rain every day we're there. I'm like, oh.
It's tropical.
I told him that.
It comes and goes.
He doesn't buy it. No.
There's no mountains around.
Oh my God. Like right now, if you look, it just says rain every day. Rain, 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 rain.
Just don't look at it. You're like fixated on it.
I'm totally, totally fixated on it.
You just got to let it go. You're leaving tomorrow. There's nothing we can do.
No, it doesn't look that bad. Partly cloudy, 86.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine. You know what? I wouldn't care.
And by the way, it's romantic when it rains.
I don't. Well, I would like it to be like sunny and hot.
Well, I know. I'm not saying the whole time. I'm just saying if it comes and goes, then, you know.
I don't care. You know what? The thing that gives me anxiety about it is Terry, because he
gets pissed.
He gets pissed. And that's it gives me such anxiety that I'm worried the whole time.
Can you just keep him buzzed the whole time?
Oh,
just,
yeah, but that doesn't seem, I don't know. We'll see. I told him, we had a whole conversation about it last night. I'm like, look, this is the dry season. I cannot control the weather.
Right.
And you're just going to have to roll with it. And we'll just have to, you know, play backgammon and get drunk and have hotel sex. And
right?
You're just going to have to be A-okay with that.
I love it.
Right?
Yep. It'll be good.
Yeah, so I packed a few days ago, so the only thing I have to do is pack my cosmetics.
Oh my gosh.
That's it.
It's happening.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
We've never done this before, ever.
I know. It's crazy.
I'm so excited.
I feel like you guys are going to get addicted and you're just going to be like, okay, when next year we're going. Yeah. But it'll be easier and easier because the kids get older. It's less hands-on that you need to, you know, be with them, so...
Yeah, I don't know. I think the teenagers get harder and you have to be around more. But you know what? The thing is, I'm just glad we're doing it.
Yeah.
I'm just glad he said yes. I'm mm-hmm. glad he's taking the time off, and I really think he needs it too.
Yeah.
You know what I think is a misconception of wine? Is that people think they have to know about wine mm-hmm. in order to buy wine or to enjoy wine.
Yeah. It's hard though, because I'm a wino, but I either stick with what I know. Because I don't know what else is good.
Right.
Or I have to go somewhere and be like, okay, what's your favorite? You know, and you got to test it that way, which is annoying.
Exactly. So you're relying on someone else's palate.
Yep.
All right. So in comes First Leaf. So First Leaf is this very cool personalized wine ordering.
Yeah.
So what you do is you go to First Leaf and you select the color, wine regions, and how often you want to get wine shipments, okay? And then First Leaf creates an introductory 3-pack of wine just to get you started. Now, here's where it gets cool, because you know, you've heard of subscription wine before, but this is when it's cool. Number one, all 3 bottles you're going to get for $5 a piece. $5
insane.
A piece. Normally, these bottles of wine will go for $20 or more a piece. And then when your bottles arrive, you rate the wine.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is you drink them. You go, I like this. I don't like this. I like this. And based on what you tell them, now they know what to send you next. And that way, you can start figuring out what you like. And it doesn't matter what the guy at the wine store says or he likes or what I say or what Natalie says. It's what you like. So to order your 3-pack of introductory wine for $15 plus free shipping, go to tryfirstleaf.com/Heather. That's free shipping off your first order at tryfirstleaf.com/Heather. Experience First Leaf today at tryfirstleaf.com/Heather. Speaking of trips.
Yes.
So
what, Riley?
Chef Riley.
Chef Riley has invited me to Petit's.
Is that fabulous?
Yes. It's funny. So we just
You've never been to Paris.
Never been to Paris. I went to Europe like 3 years ago.
Was it 3 years
Almost
ago?
Almost 3 years ago. With my sister.
Yeah.
And
you guys
we
had, so much
had
fun.
The best time. But we skipped Paris on purpose because I thought it was just so romantic. And I was like, I don't want to spend it with you. You know?
Love you, but not
yes.
like that.
And so... Riley has to be up in Champagne, France.
That makes me cry. I just can't.
I know.
Can't even hear about
They're blending their own champagne for the new hotel. And so he said, well, since I'm going to be up here, why don't you fly out here and we'll spend Christmas together?
I thought they were doing a Vouv thing.
They are, but they're blending something for, I want to say it's for Lido.
Yeah.
But they're blending their own champagne.
I want to do that.
I know.
Well, I did do that. But I want to do it in Champagne.
I know.
All right, anyway. So fly to Paris.
So fly to Paris. Yes. So between like the 20th, 21st, something like that.
And then come home when?
Like the 27th.
So a good. That's like a week.
It's like I would say a week just to like make it worth it.
Will you just be in Paris the whole time?
I don't know.
That's
we
a
haven't
long time.
Even talked about it yet. Is it too much? Or is there so much to do?
No, there's a ton
to
do.
But obviously, he's a foodie, right? So he wants to hit, like, all the best places. And so we haven't even talked about it because I don't even know.
Well, there's definitely places to day trip. It just kind of depends on what the weather's like.
Yeah. I'm excited, though. But this is coming from the guy who could barely spend like 24 hours with one person without feeling like awkward.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We just had that whole conversation.
What? Donna, what's that?
Because he, like, you could tell he would become a little more awkward when we would hang out for longer than 24 hours. Because, like, he almost, like, didn't know what to do. It was like, okay, like, can I go read my book and, like, not have you on? Like, he didn't know, like, what was appropriate.
What was his longest relationship?
I want to say, like, a year.
Your nose looks really good.
Oh, thanks. I still have to fix this part. This little scar.
I don't see it, but you know what? It just looks really good.
Really?
Yeah, don't you think? It settled in really nicely.
This part, you were worried for a little bit?
I was worried before. No, I was worried. No.
Oh.
No, you were worried.
No,
I was worried before. I wasn't worried after.
Oh my God, my before pictures are so hideous.
No, they're really not. You were beautiful no matter what. So that sweet is the truth.
But that's like I was what just mothers noticed say. That's so true.
Oh my God, have I ever been that mother?
Yeah, I have. No, I'm kidding. I have no idea.
No, I would never. I would be. I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah. That's funny.
His longest relationship
was like a year. So what he was saying is
because... Did they not hang out for more than 24 hours?
No, because in his career,
yeah,
right, he basically works just nonstop.
Right.
And he basically goes home, sleeps, goes back, and that's just his life.
So even though he was in a relationship, he wouldn't be with them all the time.
All the time, right.
And now?
So now it's so different because his position is different. He's not in the kitchen. He's now more like on the business end. So... For him, it's different and unique to sort of be with someone so often. And so, like, I'll invite him to, like, a friend's house or a birthday or this. He goes, is this what, like, normal people do in normal relationships? I'm like, yes, doll.
But does he like that?
He does.
He does.
Yeah. So now, I think for him to invite me to this is a pretty big deal because he's like...
7 days is
yeah,
a lot.
Right?
Are you going to have to tell him he could go read his book?
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm excited about it, though.
Does he work out?
He's starting to. He didn't have time. He used to work out a lot. Now he's getting back into it.
Now he's back into it. That's good.
Yeah,
but I was thinking, like, you know, when you travel, there's still – you got to create built-in alone time.
Right, but, like, what do I – because I tend to get very fat on trips. Like, when I went to Italy, I literally gained, like – 8 to 10 pounds.
But that's why we diet and exercise, so we can eat and enjoy
no, but
when
I can't,
we travel.
No, by the end of the trip, none of my clothes fit. Like, I literally was in leggings.
But you were gone for like 3 weeks, were you?
2 weeks.
Two and a half?
No, it was two.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Weeks.
How could you gain that much weight?
Oh,
no, you know, it was probably just salt. Oh,
no. I definitely ate my way through my jeans. Oh, it was bad. My face, I had a double chin, even like stretching my neck out. It was bad.
That's so funny. You know what else? I'm sure he's probably done this before, but you know, there's cooking classes you could take at the Ritz Escoffier.
Ooh.
My mom's done it. But it's supposed to be really, like, fabulous, especially when you cook, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So time alone. Oh, so this is what I was going to say. Well, first of all, of course, you would never use the same bathroom.
God, no. I'm mortified. What do I do?
You do what you always do.
Just go down to the lobby?
Oh, I have to get something.
What if they don't have?
I need to get something from the store. I'll be right back.
Although he's like a girl, too, in that sense. Like, he won't do that either.
Really?
Yeah. So I have a feeling we're both going to be running to the same bathroom in the same hotel.
It's so bad, but it's hard. You need private time, especially
I agree.
Like, I mean,
and aren't these so small, the rooms too in Europe? I feel
yes.
Like, oh my God.
Rooms are small.
I'm mortified.
Even, and a lot of the hotels, even like in a king size bed, some of them in the king size, they take two smaller beds and push them together so there's a seam in the middle.
Ooh.
Yeah. Do you know where you're going to stay?
I don't know. Probably one of their properties.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, it'll be lovely. You'll have a great time. Oh, so the alone time. So, yeah, go to the gym. By the way, you can go to the gym and poop at the same time.
Do they have gyms, though?
Well, their properties are Marriott properties, right?
Yeah.
So they'll have a gym.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of business people stay at Marriott.
He said even their Europe properties are just so run down.
Oh,
but
really?
Everything in Europe is not as, like, high-end.
Depends where you go, dear. head over to the George Tsang.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. You have to go over just there. That's where Jeff Leatham does the flowers, by the way.
Right. You have to send me a list of
places. I will.
Places.
But I'm sure Riley knows exactly where to go, but I'll send you where to shop.
Oh gosh.
And where to walk.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Walk in window shop.
Yeah, window shop.
And look. No, it's so great. And then you go over to the Left Bank, and it's so cool. You're going to love it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Going to see Notre Dame.
Well, I got to tell him yes.
You should tell. You haven't said yes?
No, I mean, not really.
What'd you say? I'll think about it?
No, I said, well,
I'd like to take you to Paris.
Let me.
Can
no,
I
said that'd be amazing, but obviously
that?
I had to ask you and make sure that, you know, we were good.
Please go. Go and take notes for me. Buy me something.
Oh, gosh. I know.
It's so exciting. No, you have to go to La Durée and have the macaroons. And you have to. I wonder if he'll take you. There's this like very fancy restaurant called Le Grand Véfour.
Oh.
Yes. And then you have to go to La Mille-Louis, which is my favorite place, where you get the escargot and the rotisserie chicken.
Oh, God, escargot, though. I mean, really.
Really? Woman that now likes truffle and caviar?
I know. Is it like in that same family, though, or is it just so different?
It's so different. But you like garlic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what the thing is. So even if you don't like escargot, which I know is snails, because they're kind of like, it's a consistency that either you like or you mm-hmm. don't. They're delicious, but if you get good ones. Mm-hmm. But the sauce mm-hmm. is, it's like garlic and oil and butter.
So what do you?
You dip bread in it.
Oh, so you have to eat the escargot first, and then you...
No, what happens is the way they usually serve... Sometimes they leave them in the shell, uh-huh. or sometimes they put them in fake shells.
Okay.
You know, like...
just like more for...
For presentation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of times they have plates that are specifically made for escargot. So it's like a plate with divots in it, like little round divots, mm-hmm. and they put the escargot in each one of these little circles, and it's got the sauce around it.
Got it.
So, but even if they bring them in the shells and stuff, they put it on a plate, and the sauce is all everywhere. This is what I suggest you do. Dip your bread first.
Okay.
Before you go to try the snail.
Yep.
And see if you like it. Does he eat escargot?
I'm sure he does. He eats everything.
So good.
Mm.
When Nikki was in Paris last year, remember offered them they could get 1, 3, or 9 or something. Yeah. He ordered 9.
He's ridiculous. I love it.
Ridiculous. He said it was disgusting.
He did?
Yes.
Oh, dang it.
But he ate one. No, maybe he said it was... what did he say? Did he like it? I can't remember now. No, he liked the escargot. He didn't like the sauce. But, you know, he was on a school trip. Lord knows where they took them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the McDonald's of escargot.
Right.
I don't know. But it's so good.
Oh,
but then we were walking. I remember after Nikki came home, we were walking and there was like a snail on the ground by our house. And Terry was like, hey, Nikki, look, there's dinner.
I love it. I'm going to have to get on the pill then probably. Like to make sure that I'm...
Not on your period.
Not, yeah.
Then you're going
to
be like me.
Keep it going. I know.
Oh.
It's not going to be good.
It's a conundrum.
It really is.
I don't know what to do.
It's okay.
It's so exciting.
I know. It's sort of taking it to the next level.
That's what I was going to say. I think that when you take a trip like that with someone, you either go huge to the next level or you don't.
It's like a make or break, I think.
I think so, too, because I think you then come home and go, I don't know. I don't know if I could sign on to that or like, wow.
Yeah.
When Terry and I went to Napa, that first trip we took, that was it.
You just knew.
I knew when I saw him at the airport. It was the weirdest thing.
I know. Why the airport?
I don't know. I mean, I met him at the airport. We actually went to the car barn to drop. We used to drop our cars at the car barn and then take the shuttle over. And I had a migraine. I've never told you this story.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I had a migraine. And so I don't know. We saw each other and I had this migraine and I was so mad that I had a migraine. And he just totally took care of me. We got on this little shuttle thing. And I don't know. I just felt like
comfortable.
He was my husband.
Really?
Yeah.
And that was how long into it?
3 or 4 months.
Yeah. That's...
How long have you been together?
4 months.
Hmm. Hmm.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. Yes. And then... So you'll be back for New Year's?
I'll be back for New Year's, yeah.
What are you going to do for New Year's?
I'm not sure yet. I think one of his hotels may have something on the rooftop.
Oh, that's fun.
At the Spectrum, yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I got Chris for Christmas.
Yeah.
BarkBox.
That's so smart.
BarkBox.
Because if you don't have dogs, I feel like you don't really know what they need.
Right, exactly. But even if when you have dogs, yeah. like I remember when I used to have Gnu, mm-hmm. I used to go to the store and be like, what would she like?
Right.
I mean, how can you figure out what your dog's going to like? But
it's
what's
so
cool
personal.
Is it is personal. So this is like a delivery box system for your dog. So BarkBox, you get 4 to 6 natural treats and super fun toys curated around a surprise theme. I love that. Each month. It's so cool. I mean, I know how excited I get when I get like a subscription box in the mail. It's like, imagine how excited your dog would be. So this is how you choose your dog size. And then you choose a plan, 1, 6, or 12 month plans. You can cancel anytime and there's free shipping. And BarkBoxes are shipped on the 15th of every month. If there's edibles in there, they're made in the USA or Canada and they have 100% have been tested on their own animals. So lots of fun treats, toys, themes. So awesome. So Merry Christmas, Chris and Leo. And we have a special offer. If you want a free extra month of BarkBox, go to BarkBox.com/Dubrow when you subscribe to a 6 or 12 month plan. That's BarkBox.com/Dubrow for an extra month for free. My nanny's leaving for all of Christmas and New Year's.
So you're just going to hang out with the kids and try to...
You know what? I like that. My only concern is that the twins, if they have any friends around, they're going to want to go hither and yon, and then I'm going to just be chauffeuring.
Right.
So what I've tried to do is arrange it in such a way that we have events. So I'm taking them to see that Candytopia, mm-hmm. which sounds like a real-life Willy Wonka place.
That'll be fun.
Where everything's edible and fun. So I'm going to take them there. I have tickets for the little ones to Disney on Ice. I'm going to go with Lindsay and her kids. I really want to take them to Big Bear for a few days, if I can figure that out. Mm-hmm. I'd like to do that. I haven't figured out Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and I haven't figured out... I think New Year's, I know.
Are you guys not going to do Pelican again?
You know, I think we're over it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
The last
that
couple
was like
of times...
a tradition.
I know, but the last couple times we all go...
Like, really?
All
it's
right.
like more of a hassle?
No, it's just the food hasn't been very good.
Oh.
And then the kids all want to run outside, so we're not hanging out with... I don't know. It just feels... We've done it.
Yeah.
It seems like we need a new...
Place
to go. So we got to figure that out. And then for New Year's Eve, I thought we'll go to Mastro's mm-hmm. with the kids, like, early and have dinner and listen to music and then do New York New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And home and put on pajamas and
fun.
Make popcorn and watch a movie. You know, just chill.
Yeah.
I just would really like... To chill.
I love that.
And sleep in.
I feel like you guys have so much fun when you guys do those.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
And just sleep in New Year's Day. Nothing's open.
Yeah.
Whatever. Maybe take the kids for a little hike if the weather's good.
It's fun. Have like a big breakfast.
Yeah, something like that. I have to figure out the Christmas Eve, though, thing. I don't know. And then what else am I going to do with them? That's it. My mom's coming to town for Hanukkah.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be good because my nephew has a show. That he's actually playing at the Whiskey.
Shut up. Really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
At his school, like not at night. It's like a daytime
like
thing.
Rented out kind of thing.
Yeah, but they rent out the Whiskey. So Jackson is playing guitar.
Wow.
Yeah, he's really good. So he has a show. So my mom's going to come in for that. And then it's Coco's birthday.
Right. The big 7.
The big 7.
She's getting so big.
I know. And then what else?
Hanukkah.
Oh, and then we're going to do Hanukkah. So, yeah. So I'm going to have Terry's mom over and her boyfriend, and Chris will come over, my mom, and we'll make latkes and play dreidel and do the whole thing.
That's so fun. So your mom celebrates Christmas too, or no?
No.
She doesn't put like a tree up?
No. God, we never had
it. No?
You know, when we were growing up, we had stockings. Because I remember Bloomingdale's used to do stockings. Isn't that so funny?
That's what she did.
Yeah, with glitter on, with your name in glitter at Bloomingdale's. So we do that. But then when we started going to Hebrew school, we stopped. And then we only did Hanukkah. We always did Hanukkah, but then Santa was no longer a thing.
Interesting. So you only started doing it when the kids were born.
Mm-hmm.
So not even like on your own, would you put like a tree up?
No. And I didn't even have a tree for the first few years.
Huh.
I had like... stockings and stuff like that. And then one year I went, well, I like a tree.
Right.
And
then you went like full blown.
Then I went full blown. I love Christmas. I like Christmas music. I like the way Christmas
smells. Oh, do you really?
Yeah. Yes, I know. You start listening to Christmas music at Labor Day.
Oh, yes.
And then we're going to see Mariah Carey.
Oh, I wonder what her show's going to be like.
It's going to be fabulous.
I know. But, like, I wonder what it's...
It's going to be a Christmas extravaganza.
Have you seen Britney Spears' body right now?
No.
It's sick.
She goes to Orange Theory.
It's... Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's sick. It's like Britney Spears circa 2000.
Really?
Yeah.
That dancer body, man. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Good. Yeah. But, no, I'm sure Mariah's going to...
I wonder how many hours a day you'd need to put in to get that kind of body.
I feel like a lot of the Dancing with the Stars people that go on, like the celebrities that go on, they probably train, what, like 8 hours a day?
Wow.
But their bodies, and they end up losing so much weight.
Well, yeah, if you're dancing for 8 hours
a day. That's
what
I'm saying.
Gosh.
Like J-Lo, when she does her show, I feel like, I mean, she's always pretty ripped, but, well.
But you know, when we were talking about Mariah, people... sent me comments saying that they saw her recently and said she was really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
Gosh, I'm
she's
so
like a legend, man.
Oh, and especially Christmas. Oh. Her initials are MC, Merry Christmas, Mariah Carey.
So funny.
I'm so excited.
We've got to get you backstage.
I've got to get backstage.
I know. I gotta make some calls.
I need to meet her. I'm already planning my red dress and my sparkly stuff. And
I know. We got to make that happen.
Might have a tiara.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm not. But I'm so excited.
Yeah, that'll be good. That's a good moment.
You know what's fun about it? That's like a one-nighter.
Yeah.
Like we're going to fly in, see her, spend the night, fly
right
out.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then no. Coco's going to be testing for her black belt.
Holy moly.
I need to get a date for that because, you know, we want to do a celebration
right.
for her.
Yep.
Man, she was so good yesterday.
She's just like, when I took her at jiu-jitsu,
mm-hmm.
She was with a girl, mm-hmm. and they were like, I don't know if it's
sparring.
Is it sparring?
Grappling.
Right, whenever, I don't know.
Humping on the ground.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like.
I know.
And the little girl told her, and all I saw her was pointing to her nose, and then I asked Coco, and she said, yeah, she said I hurt her nose last time, so just to be gentle with her. So I noticed, and I go, God, she's like... Like, not being as aggressive as she could be. Then they switched partners, and they had a little boy go. She took him down so fast. And then he would take her down, but she, like, wouldn't let him. Like, and she was feisty. She would, like, look at me to make sure I was, like, looking at her, right?
Isn't that
just to
painful?
See, like, did you see what I just did? Like, I just took him down. But she is, like, a feisty man.
Yesterday at Taekwondo, they had this thing they call noodle wars. Mm-hmm. So you know those noodles that you use in the pool?
Yeah.
So they cut them in half,
mm-hmm.
and they stick them in the kids' backs.
Okay.
In their Taekwondo belt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sticking up like an antenna, kind
yep.
of. And they say, you can't kick, you can't punch, but you got to try to pull the other kid's noodle. And they put them in a ring. So basically, you just have to be quick.
Yeah.
Got to be quick on your feet. Can't turn your back. Coco pulled this thing in like...
a second.
She was like...
Do you know like when they do the stance?
Oh, yeah.
She goes so low, and all she... They go... Make a funny face. Make a serious face. You know, like when they do
yeah.
that? She's so low. She's literally at their feet.
Oh,
like,
yeah. She's ready to pounce.
She's ready to pounce. Like, make a funny face. She goes, and then she goes back down. And she just, like, is so intense.
She's so funny.
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy
so
to watch her.
Yeah.
But 5 times a week is a lot to watch.
Yeah.
But did you notice how cold it is in that place?
Yeah.
It's freezing.
I know.
Bundled.
And I don't know how you don't have service at that. That was like, it gave me anxiety.
There's no service,
no service.
At jiu-jitsu or
no,
taekwondo.
Jiu-jitsu, I had it.
A little bit.
But the other place is like, it's like a black hole.
Oh, it's a total black hole. It doesn't matter though, because if I'm not staring at her the entire time, she's pissed.
Oh my God, I don't know how you do that. You need a trophy for sure.
Nah, it's good. You know what? It makes her so happy.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to cry when she gets her black belt.
I know.
I got to find out who she wants to be there.
Yeah.
Because that'll be significant.
The big dinner.
Oh, no, not the dinner. I mean, the actual testing.
Oh.
Because, you know, who knows? She's a little persnickety with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Whole situation.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think you should go to Paris.
Okay.
I think I should be going to Paris. But I think you should go to Paris. And I don't know. It sounds fabulous.
I know.
I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. You got to help me pack because I have no idea what
I'll help you
wear.
Pack. Oh, by the way, that's the easiest pack ever.
Really?
Totally, because it's going to be cold.
So it's getting like one good coat, one good pair.
You're yeah. just going to wear all black, and I'm going to blend you one of my fabulous berets, and you're going to be so cute.
Gosh.
And yes, you're going to have to wear high heel boots, and you're going to wear tights.
Don't break.
You need tights.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Oh, good. I can grow into those.
See? Stretchy perfect. Dresses and tights. You can eat whatever you want. Get Spanx. Yeah. It's perfect. Just say, oh, I'm just so cold. Beauty tip of the week. Okay, you know I'm eyebrow obsessed, so I'm yes. just going to say this. You got to trim your eyebrows. Mm-hmm. I don't know that everyone knows to do this, but you have to trim your eyebrows. Have we talked about this before?
Yeah.
But I'm going to just reiterate this because I was buying new tweezers the other day, and they had all these little systems there for cutting. But you have to be careful because if you cut them too short, they're going to stick out and look terrible.
Oh, it's happened to me. It's awful. I almost cried. She ruined them.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
So you have to brush them down. And just cut the tips off. And then you brush them up and you just cut the tips off. And if you mess up, use clear eyebrow gel because that'll try to tame them.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, if you're growing in your eyebrows, because as we all know, I just went through this, and they start coming in funky, if you use brow gel, it actually, you can train them to grow and lay down the way you want
smart.
Them to. Hip is Hottest newest for today is, since I'm going on a trip, it's called the Love Sack.
What is that?
It's not what it sounds like. No, it's so cool. It's called the Love Sack. And think of it as a beanbag chair, but it's not a beanbag chair. It's like this huge blob, and it's made out of like fake fur.
Okay.
Okay? Not real fur, like fake chinchilla, like super soft, yummy, non-sheddy fur. And you sink into it. Like it envelops you. Like, remember those cloud beds I bought the kids?
Yeah.
It's like that, but it's a like almost like an air furry pod that you
are they
cozy.
Cute?
So cute.
Huh.
It's like the shape of a huge beanbag chair,
yeah.
but when you get in there, like your whole body fits in.
Oh, that's so cool.
The Love Sack. It's so cool. And what a cool gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go check it out. They have them on Amazon. Personalized gifts, I think, are the best.
I agree.
Especially hard to buy for the younger kids who, they, you know, a lot of them have so much. And I feel like they all get all that plastic stuff
mm-hmm.
that they're tired of in 5 minutes.
Yep.
That's why I love those Wonderbly books.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's actually, oh, I should get that for Liam.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a great
Although
idea.
His name is so short.
It doesn't matter because I did, when we got Coco's book, we did mm-hmm. Coco. I didn't do Colette.
Oh, really?
I think so. It's fine. It's great.
It's probably perfect for that age.
Yeah, or you could use his first and middle name.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's so cute. So they take their name and they make a whole adventure story out of it. So, and I love it because when they're babies, you can read it to them and then they can start recognizing the letters of their name. And then finally, they can read it to themselves. So it's really one of those gifts that they can have for years.
It's so sweet.
Oh, it's so cute. It's such good gifts. I love the books. They have all different themes, too. So go to www.wonderbly.com. That's WONDERBLY.com. Wonderbly.com. Oh, and if you enter the code Heather at checkout, you're going to get 15% off your order. So go to wonderbly.com today. All right, guys, stay tuned because actress, writer, producer Kimberly Quinn is coming up next. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Podcast One has new shows on our new app. Check out all the cool features to help you explore our exciting new programming, like America's Lakers podcast with Jay Moore, Sessions with Randy Jackson, So Random with Corinne Olympios, Attack Each Day, The Harbaugh's podcast, Not Just Sports with Susie Schuster and Rich Eisen, and Sound of Success, the Dick Enberg podcast, as well as your old favorites like The Lady Gang, Steve Austin, Shaquille O'Neal, and Adam Carolla. Get the new Podcast One app in the App Store, Google Play, or PodcastOne.com.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
Please welcome Kimberly Quinn.
Hello.
How are you? Was that a good intro for you?
It was. I guess it's my first intro.
You said, because I meant we were talking right before we came on the air, and I'm telling Kimberly about my bloated disaster. So, well, it's funny because women don't really talk about this stuff.
They don't?
Do they?
I do.
I think within friends you do.
Yeah, within friends.
Right.
I'm like, I'm a fat day.
Right.
This
exactly.
Is an awful day. I'm bloated.
Do you feel like
maybe not in Hollywood.
They don't.
Right.
Right.
Like, but then you call your friends out of state, maybe.
Your real friends from back home.
Exactly.
Where are you from?
I'm from Massachusetts.
Where in Massachusetts?
A small town called West Springfield.
Where's that?
It's west of Springfield. It's, Western Mass. You know where the Basketball Hall of Fame is? Springfield, Mass?
Yeah.
That's kind of like, you know, the claim to fame. Springfield. So,
my sister
right
went
over
to
the
Tufts.
Bridge.
So I've spent some time in Boston.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't spend much time in Boston.
It's
I kind of
cool
went straight
city.
To New York.
Really?
Yeah. From my small town.
So you went to, did you go to college in New York?
I didn't. I studied. I was modeling and then I just started acting. I started studying acting.
Did you want to do stage? Did you?
I didn't even want to act. it kind of fell into place. I was doing a little modeling back home when I was younger, and there was this weird day. Someone called me out of the blue. I wasn't modeling anymore, and I was working at the bank.
Okay,
I was a bank teller. And I love.
By the way,
it.
Hottest bank teller in town.
Yeah, I love counting money.
By the way, so do we. I knew I liked you the moment you walked in.
And so I went to New York and from my small town and on a trip, they said, oh, let's go. There's, you know, we're going to do some scouting and maybe an agency will pick you up. Someone wanted to work with me, a very low agency in New York, and I ended up staying in Weehawken with the agent for $200 a month, kind of like going on go-sees back and forth. And I really hated it.
Yeah, no one wants to live in Weehawken.
No, that part. I actually like.
Oh,
I like.
That's
the
what I meant. It's a fabulous place.
It's fantastic. No, but I didn't like it. I didn't, you know, the whole thing of like, speaking of, are you fat? It's like.
Oh, it's the worst.
I was a beast in New York.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'9", but I mean, God forbid you're over a size 6.
Right. Especially then.
Oh, yeah. Well, now it might even be worse.
Well, but now
aren't they like zeros?
Like, yes.
Zero wasn't in the.
But I feel like now, like, it's sort of like, remember, I mean, it used to, when I was in high school, I remember the Benetton ad. It was like,
yes.
You had to have someone of every race, every creed,
the sweater off the shoulder.
But there was like always, there was one white, one black, one Asian. Like, there. But now I feel like the body types that they embrace. The everybody.
Well, I hope that's happening. Yeah, I believe that's happening now more so. But yeah, it was definitely.
But at that time, you had to be like wafer thin.
Yeah. It was like, I remember one person saying, do you want to be a trendsetter or a trend? Oh, I don't even know. But it was just so like, I can't even do this anymore. And I just, one day I went and went on an audition and I did a print ad for Nair. Right?
Nair.
Yeah.
I remember.
Who uses that anymore? I don't even know.
I remember Nair.
I don't even know if it's available. But then they called me and they said, we're turning it into a commercial. Do you want to be in it? And I was like, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't even a thing. I was like, yeah, I guess I'll do that. Sure. And I went and I did that. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is what this is great. So I literally quit acting the next day. Modeling. And then I signed up at acting class for.
Where'd you study in New York?
HB Studios.
I studied there.
And Michael Howard. I didn't get up for 2 years. I sat in the back like a nervous Nelly.
It's devastating.
Just watching. And they're like, Kim, are you going to get up? I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good. I just want to watch. So, yeah. And then eventually I got up and it was kind of like that moment in your life where you go, oh my God, I can do this.
But you have to understand that it's like literally the most terrifying place to be.
In New York?
Wait, yeah. 2 years? No, HB Studios.
HB, yeah.
And it's like really terrifying. I remember I took a couple of classes there when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. I would go into the city on the train and with my mother because she would never let me go by myself, by the way.
Wait, where are you from?
Chappaqua, Westchester.
Okay. Okay.
So, and one of the classes I took was a musical theater class because I was a singer.
Yeah.
But you have to understand, so it's, you're in a huge auditorium and people go up there and it's like you're in a spot. It's like the movie Fame. And you're sitting there and you're like, I suck. God.
Or you sit in the back like you go up? Like it's all up to you?
I don't remember that part. I remember having to go up and not being, feeling like I was ready.
Yeah.
It's tough, man. Oh, but it's the best training ground ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was fantastic. And then I got the bug and I came here and here I am.
So how do you make the leap from New York to LA? Because that's it.
I had a boyfriend.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah. Because, I mean, I was going to move 3,000 miles away from anything I ever knew. And I was like, okay, let's do this. But I had that kind of like naive mentality behind me. I was like, let's go to Hollywood. Like it was like,
I have a guitar and a dream.
I'm telling you, like that's who I was. And I was like, let's go. And I went and I came and I was like crying. I remember crying in the bathroom at my boyfriend's parents' house, who I didn't really know. Mm-hmm. And on my knees going, that's it, I'm done. Like, show me a sign or I'm out. And I'm not kidding, I'm leaving.
Yeah, it's hard.
Because I don't like this. This isn't...
So what was the moment for you?
So I got a commercial, like a huge national commercial. And so I was young and I was like 24, 5,
so this is
like
when
that.
They used to pay for residuals.
And they did, yeah. Right?
You could live off a commercial for years.
Okay, I'm just saying, yeah. Like, this was for Chevrolet, and it was monstrous.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'll take it as a sign. It was literally, like, 7 days later.
Wow.
I was like, wow, okay. So
how do you transition from acting to producing?
Well, I didn't want to.
You should write a list of everything you don't want to do.
Exactly.
And just know that that is your path. But before you tell me that, I have to say, like, what I find so cool about that is, I mean, when you say, like, I just didn't know I was naive, to me, it's such a positive. Like, I wish most of us could do more of that because I feel like that's what allows you to take those risks. I always talk about my husband. Mm-hmm. He's a doctor, but he sells TV shows. You know why? Because he's a doctor.
Right.
Because it's not as... He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like, he'll call the head of a studio because he doesn't care.
Yeah. There's nothing to lose.
There's nothing to lose.
Right.
It's the best position to be in when you care.
And you have nothing to begin with.
Right.
So it's like, okay, I guess I'll do that. You know, it's kind of like...
It's a great attitude. I love it.
It's kind of like how my life has unfolded. Okay, I guess I'll do that. Sure. I mean, you know. And so, yeah, going into producing, I mean, I really didn't want to because, like, you know, I was an actor. I am an actor. And I'm sitting here saying, if I do this, I'm going to lose acting. Like,
right.
Somewhere in my mind, I felt like I was giving it up.
Right.
I was like, okay, well, I'm done. You know, kind of thing. And because people will stop you. In this town, I think people will go, oh, she doesn't do that anymore. She produces.
Right.
You know, so they also label you, right? So you have to kind of like just go, okay, I can do both. And it was in doing both where after being tormented of like letting it go and just really diving into the work and storytelling and creating great stories and enjoying the creative process, just like you would acting. You know, it's just a different form of artistry in a way. I mean, every day of my life is exciting as opposed to waiting for that audition and then just having that day be exciting.
Right.
You know?
Because creating content, I mean, content is the king.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's so different about the business now than when we were all starting is that we labeled ourselves. We got labeled. You're sitting in the folding chairs. And when you got the page, one page from your agent. And you go, yes! And then you spend 4 days preparing. And if you don't kill it in the room, you just hate yourself.
Or if you do kill it and you don't get, you are like,
you just never
you're
know.
Just in constant head zone of like trying to figure out what happened. I'm horrible. I suck. I'm going to quit. But wait, I love it. Yeah. You know, and you just.
And then you get the commercial or the show.
Cycle.
Or,
yeah. And
you move on. And
then
over.
It just keeps going.
But it is cool how many different platforms there are now. I mean, there's YouTube and there's, you know, 7,000 channels and there's so many ways to stay active and create content. And yeah, so you can do it all.
Yes, you can. And you can find yourself in it. Like, I think people don't realize, I sure didn't, that, you know, you'll... All of those things that you have inside of you that like hold you back, or that voice, or the this, or the that, if you just continue to do the work, you will discover that maybe those voices are still there, but now you're creating and you're continuing to grow, as opposed to just sitting at home listening to those voices.
Mm-hmm.
And then those voices get quieter, and then you just keep going, and it's just one step at a time. I have fun. We have fun every day. Something new.
One of my favorite roles of yours is Hidden Figures.
Oh.
You were great in that movie.
Thank you.
That was not an easy role.
It wasn't. I mean, it kind of is deceiving because you watch it and you go, oh, that's it. But it's so not me.
No. And right? You gave a very layered performance. I mean, I really loved it.
Yeah. It was, you know, I learned so much on that film. My gosh.
But you were also producing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that like?
Well, I helped write it. I helped create it. I helped develop all these characters. You know, my husband's the writer, right? So I'm the hidden figure at home. I am.
Right.
You know, and I sit here and I help create and develop all these characters. And it's, you know, I bring to him the acting, which, you know, I study with Larry Moss, my dear, 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 dear mentor. I love him. And he has these questions that, these 50 questions that you ask yourself before you do a scene. So as an actor, I took that to him because you know how sometimes you get a script and it's like everyone sounds the same.
Yes.
And you're like, why does he sound like a... You know,
right.
Whatever. And so I'm like, I said to Ted, I go, Ted, you have to do these questions. We have to do these questions for every single character in this movie. You have to know. Although these were true characters, these mm-hmm. were real life characters, so that helped.
But still, they were all characters that had like common goal.
Yeah.
So that is hard to create that kind of differences and layers to them.
Yeah. And you know, the men were harder because the women are alive or were, and we have something to go off of and personalities and whatnot. But Kevin Costner's role, Jim Parsons' role, those kept evolving because mm-hmm. those were people that were kind of, we had to meld together and kind of create these voices. And Kevin Costner, he came in and he, and even Jim, we all sat down, but Kevin, he really sat down with Ted and really developed his character because.
You know what I thought was cool about him? That was the first time I've seen Kevin in something in the last 10 years where I didn't go, oh, it's Kevin Costner.
Yeah. Yeah, you forgot.
Yeah, you forgot.
Because we all just had this, Ted had a really great way and the script and the environment and everything. It was like doing a play where we were all, every piece mattered. You know, if we were all on stage, quote unquote, together, you know, in that office, in that thing, it's like everybody mattered. And in one wrong move, you know what I mean? It's like we all just had this simpatico about us. And it was really an amazing experience that I've never experienced before. Because, you know, you can get on set with, and do a show or a movie, and like, everyone seems to be in their own world, even though, you know, or you're shooting out of contact, you know.
Yeah, just, playing to a tennis ball because he won't come out of the trailer.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
that.
Like, it was like the first time, it was like a real team, we were all together in on this to lift these women up and to create this story and to bring this story to life. And we had so much to honor and we had so much to give, and we wanted to make sure that we were giving the audience you know, and not preaching and not like, you know, because in the writing or even in editing, I mean, everything mattered. The music matters, the this, that beat, that little piece of music can only go over this part of the film. That's why I get excited now that I'm involved in all of it, because it's literally like painting a canvas every single day with something, whether it's editing or music or writing or developing. We just got a television series, so now we're going to get – or television deal. Now we're going to get into that. So, you know, every day is different.
Have you been seeing Daily Harvest everywhere?
Uh-huh.
Everywhere.
Yep.
Let me tell you what I like about Daily Harvest. My kids love smoothies and those acai bowls and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. First of all, they're a fortune.
Yep.
When you go get them at the store. And when you try to make that stuff at home, you have to buy so many ingredients and then you have all this leftover. Daily Harvest is awesome because they send superfood eats straight to your door. Smoothies, activated breakfast bowls, or nice cream vegan sundaes. And each single serving cup comes ready to blend or heat, so there's no extras. And you put them in the freezer, so they're ready to eat when you are. Their produce is organic and unrefined, and it looks amazing. It looks as amazing as it tastes because you can see all the whole ingredients right when you open the cup. Daily Harvest freezes all their ingredients at peak freshness, sealing in their nutritional value. And if you want to be fancy, you can put like coconut milk or almond milk, or if you're not feeling fancy or you just like it this way, you could just add water. So go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code Heather to get 3 items for free off your first box. That's promo code Heather for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. daily-harvest.com. What's it like to work with your husband?
It's good.
We were just talking.
It's getting better.
Okay, I need to hear about this because we were just talking about working from home with a spouse. Like, how do you do it? Do you guys have an office you guys go to?
Or we just bought an office and we're redoing it and we're going to be in there in January. So
so you've been working from home.
We don't work from home. Ted likes to write at CoralTree. Cafe in Encino.
Okay.
For anyone who wants to stop by.
If you want to get a part, go get a coffee there.
And so we write from there and we did all this and we're like, you know, I think we need an office.
It might be time.
So, yeah, we just got that. But over the years, I mean, we've been married 21 years. So it's not like we haven't been doing this, you know, it's like we just started doing this. We've been doing it forever. So, it's great. And then, you know, he's allowed me to voice my opinion in a way that as creative people, you can get insulted or you can get defensive, right? I can, he can, like whatever. And so we're finally now coming together where it's like, oh no, we're both like extremely valuable pieces of the puzzle where we don't have to protect and defend like what we're doing. So it's interesting. There, that's like therapy, right?
Yeah. It is, because it's our my husband and I work together. We have separate careers and we have one together. So mm-hmm. For us, it's nice because it's like having a hobby we get paid for.
Mm-hmm.
But for you guys, it's your main thing. So that, yeah. I mean, I would just think that would be challenging.
Well, it's 24/7 in Creative Zone. You know, we're always...
Do you ever check out from it? I mean, do you go to dinner and say, let's not discuss this project?
It's very hard not to talk about something.
Mm-hmm.
Even the kids or, like, you know, whatever. But we do have one place back east at a lake. We have a lake house and... That's one place. Well, you can't get. There's no internet, and there's no phone, and there's no. It's when you have to disconnect from the world,
right?
You know what I mean? And go.
My husband could never do that.
No.
See,
mm-mm. It'd be hard for you too, though. It'd be hard for you too.
I think I could do it. Well, not with the kids. Did you say you have kids?
Yeah.
How old are your kids?
11 and, 12 and 21.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Wow, you got a spread there.
Yeah.
How do you go check out and what do you do with them?
How do we check out? Like,
do you go to this cabin and there's nothing there?
Right. Well, everyone checks out. Like, I guard, like, you know, you wake up and it's like you can't check your phone. And listen, you do that to anyone in
society.
I'm getting
anxiety.
Me too. Exactly. And you start to panic, right?
Yeah.
I would say it takes 1 week while we're there before I can actually start to breathe properly.
Right.
And honestly, I think that's sad. Yeah. That for all of us.
It's crazy because we're
think
so
that's
locked
really
in.
Sad.
Yeah, it is.
So we enjoy going there. We try to go for a month. And you can get reception and everything, but you have to drive 10 minutes up the road to the country store.
Oh.
It's like, honey, I'm going to go to the store.
Honey, I need a pack of gum.
I need a toothpick.
Yeah. Be right back.
I mean, but, you know, so you will. You'll go up to the country store, like, the first day, like, gotta go to the country store. And then it slowly, right? It slowly starts to go, okay, you know what? Good. Everyone knows. We let everyone know there's an emergency. We have a landline. Like, it's not like,
right?
You know, it's like the olden days.
The old days where we had
a landline.
We have one landline at our house now.
No one has that.
I don't even know the number. It's just so the gate can call. I don't even know what it is.
We still have it. Yeah. I don't know. I think we're the only ones.
We don't even have an intercom. This is my intercom. I go, get down here. Do your kids go to sleepaway camp?
She hasn't yet. My youngest. My oldest did.
She did?
Yeah.
Here or back east?
No, here. She went on like this adventure. We got her when she was 11. Mm-hmm. She's my niece who we adopted.
Okay.
So her dad passed away. So when we got her, we're like, suddenly we had this 11-year-old.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like, you know, Addie was 2, my youngest, and it was like we were thinking about having another, and it was like, and then we got Taylor, and it was like, okay, well, I can't have another right now because I don't know. And, you know, and look, she came with a lot because her dad passed. And
I know,
whatnot.
Poor thing. How that must have been a very difficult transition for all of you.
Yeah, it was quite a journey, and it still is. But, you know, we're in it. And we're doing it. So she ended up going away to some sleepaway camp. And it was when she was 11. She's now 21. I have forgotten what it is. But I do remember her, like, it's like waterfalls and stuff. But she was like gung-ho. She
loved
was like,
it.
I'm out. I'm doing it. And she did it.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. I went to sleepaway camp. I did not like it.
Me neither.
I hated it.
Hated it.
I threw up on peanut butter and fluff.
Oh.
And I could I fluff
see
another.
Right now I could have that. Just saying. But on the East Coast you went.
Yeah.
Where did you go to camp?
I don't know.
Do you remember?
Somewhere down there. I live in a very small town. It was somewhere in town. I don't even know what it was called. I think
mine was in Massachusetts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. It was called Trails End.
Trails End.
It's a terrible name. Oh, I went to 2. I went to there and I went to this arty camp called Bucks Rock cuz my mother had been there.
Oh,
but you know, back east, they shipped us off for the whole summer.
Wow.
It was 8 weeks.
Well,
bye.
Yeah.
One visiting day. Cold egg
really?
Roll.
You
yeah,
did
not
that?
Good. Yeah, I hated it.
Oh, no.
Not that I'm still bitter.
Right.
But
my mom
I am.
Was like, go out and play in the sand, in the dirt.
Yeah, like, I would have enjoyed that
we
more.
We were very poor. We didn't have those opportunities. So, you know, yeah. I played with my brother when he would play with me. But that was seldom.
But those are my best memories was when I was really little and we lived across the street from my cousins and we used to like run around the neighborhood.
We played flash tag at night.
Exactly.
Like, that's what you do, right?
Kick the
you
can.
Stay out until the lights come on.
Yeah.
It was like,
until they yell for you.
Yeah.
And then we had very creative names. Like we had the Big Rock, the Stream, Meet You by the Stream. We would disappear for hours. They had no idea where we were.
Hours.
And it was so fun, though.
The whole day.
Whole day.
Yes.
Best ever.
So that was kind of my summers.
That's nice.
And then growing up at the lake, where we have this lake house, my grandmother had a place. So that was my place.
That's cool.
Where I got to hang with Nana.
So you're going to send Addie to sleepaway then?
I'm going to try. She has some friends who have done it and have come back and been like, it's great. So she needs, you know.
My 11-year-old's like that. I signed all. So out of my four kids, the two oldest ones, they've been 3 years in a row and they love it. And my youngest one is a little too young to go, but she's desperate to go because she's that kid.
Yeah.
But I want all four of them to have the experience together. And my 11-year-old is like your 12-year-old. And she's like, I don't know, sister. Right. It's only 2 weeks. I'm like, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. She's getting there, though. And it's good.
I think it's good for them. I think it's good to give them a sense of, even if they don't love it, if it's a short period of time,
right.
I feel like they have a little more sense of independence and they come back feeling like, oh, I did this on my own.
Yeah.
I know how to do this.
Her school has been great doing that, like, weekend thing. So she's gotten a taste of, like, what it feels like. So
will she do sleepovers? Mine won't even do sleepovers.
Oh, really?
No.
She just got good at it.
Oh, like, so maybe one like, more year.
Yeah.
Unless I traumatize her at camp this year.
Stay here.
Stay.
Don't come back. Coming home.
Tell me about the new movie.
Oh gosh, it's so funny. I didn't realize how funny it was. You know, I know.
I'm already laughing, and I haven't even seen it.
No, it's like you know, you create something, you write it, you then it goes through all of its stages, but you think it's something, and then it ends something. It's the process.
It's called El Camino Christmas.
El Camino Christmas, and it's about a young man who goes back to a small town of El Camino, Nevada, to find his father, who he's never met. And ends up in a liquor store holdup on Christmas Eve.
Not good timing.
And it's an amazing cast. And Tim Allen is, well, blow your mind. Vincent D'Onofrio, Dax Shepard, Kurtwood Smith. I mean, it's fantastic. It's, I don't know. Ted has a way of writing and then I just help him, but of these situations where you think it's going to be funny on the page and you're like, yeah, even his agents were like, I didn't know about this. I mean, I didn't know.
Wasn't sure.
Yeah. It's very Coen-esque.
Okay,
so it's kind of that world.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's quirky.
It's just the situation is so bizarre and the people are so like serious in the situation that it's funny because it's, you're like, you're kidding, right? Like, is this really happening? So it's kind of like that juxtapose that just works. And it's also very touching. It's people are crying at the end. So
that's the best kind of holiday movie.
It's good. The experience was fantastic. It was fantastic. And it was so great to go do an indie after Hidden Figures.
Yeah.
You know, to like get back to like having fun and your roots and just creating.
Did it feel like less pressure?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You just show up and you shoot, you know,
yeah.
It was just me and Ted. It's our first film for our production company, Solo. So it was like, hey.
This is us.
This is us.
But doesn't that add another bit of pressure, though? Because it's your first film for your company, Solo.
No. No, we've been doing it long enough.
She's like, well, I didn't want to do it.
Right? I didn't want to really do it.
Yeah.
No, we've been doing it so much. Like, if there's one thing I can say that me and Ted know how to make a movie, like in the sense of what goes into it, mm-hmm. like we feel very confident with that, you know, as with characters and structure and storytelling and, you know, we also have a perfection thing where it doesn't go out until it's like the best that it can be. It won't go out. I will not allow it. I'm that person.
What happens if he writes something and you're like,
the character's not okay. We're not done yet.
And he listens?
Yeah. Well, we have to. I feel a deep, deep, deep sense of responsibility. Deep. Where it's like, I have to say to myself, I have done the best I can or the best I know how. And if there's something that still I think needs work, I have to complete it. I have to make it the best that it can be for others. I have to.
It's the passion.
It's the passion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's crazy.
I love it.
I don't know.
I think it's fantastic.
Whatever.
All right. 21 years.
21 years.
Married or together?
Married.
Terry and I are together this week, 21 years.
How long married?
Almost 19, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's the same.
Same thing.
It's a couple years.
Yeah. Were you guys together a long time before you got married?
No, like under a year.
Yeah, I feel like it should start the moment you meet, just like the clock starts ticking.
Under
then.
A year.
Yeah.
And I, you guys,
what?
I never wanted to get married.
Of course you didn't. You didn't want to get married. You didn't want to have children.
Right? I didn't. Oh my gosh. Oh,
that's
this
so
is
funny.
Hysterical. You guys, I'm learning something about myself.
Who knew? I'm telling you, you need to make a list of everyone else. Do you not want to sing?
What do I want?
Yeah,
I want to crawl back into the womb and go, you know.
She wants to go to sleepaway camp. That is fantastic. I'm excited for the movie, and it comes out
December 8th, Friday.
Friday, yeah. December 8th, and the movie is called El Camino Christmas. Kimberly Quinn,
yes.
A writer, producer, actress extraordinaire. Tell everyone where to find you on social media.
Oh, The Real Kim Quinn. The Real Kim Quinn, right? I don't know. I just changed it.
Two N's.
The Real Kim Quinn.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And continued success.
Me.
And I can't wait to see the film.
Thank you.
Natalie.
Yes.
Aren't you glad you went to Geico.com?
Honestly, I've saved so much money. Like, really, I really have. Like, hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
It's incredible because you can go to Geico.com and in 15 minutes or less, you could save 15% or more off your car insurance. That is crazy.
Yeah.
15%? Mm-hmm. Come on, the holidays are coming up. If you want my big tip of the week, go to Geico.com and go save money now. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little dog. Doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Hey guys, it's me, Corinne. I got a new podcast on Podcast One called So Random with me, Corinne. Tune in for the good, the bad, the ugly, and even embarrassing peen your pants convos all the way, unfiltered, oh yeah. Download new episodes every Thursday at PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or subscribe at Apple Podcasts.
This is Heather Dubrow's World. Here's Heather.
So, what do we have for Dear Heather this week?
Okay, here's a question from Kim in Atlanta, Georgia. Good evening from Atlanta. Heather, I loved the table decorations you did for your girlfriend's party at your home. I would love to do something similar with the glass spiraled shape objects for a holiday gathering. In the video, you mentioned either Z Gallery or IKEA. I looked on both websites but couldn't find them. Could you update the info as to which store you purchased them or give us some more ideas as to where we can find similar objects? Thank you.
The little crystal starburst, is that what she's talking
about?
I'm pretty sure we got them at Z Gallery, but here's the thing. Those places, the inventory turns over really fast, especially at the holidays. That's why when you see stuff like that, grab it and grab extra. Because if you're having a party for four people, but you have they have enough of that for six, get them all because you never know and you can repurpose them. And you know, it's good to have a little closet in your garage with party stuff like that.
Yep.
Anyway, Z Gallery, Target, Pier 1 Imports has really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Michael's.
Or you can just find it online.
Or you can go online. Now, some people like to look and touch because the only problem with going online is that things can look cheap if you don't see them in person.
Right.
So what I used to do is I'd buy one and then look at it. And if I liked it, buy more. But then you run the risk that they're not going to have any more. So sometimes it is better to go out into the stores and see what's out there.
Right. Okay, here's a question from Sky in Texas. Hi, Heather. First of all, you are amazing. Second of all, I've been kind of in a funk lately. I recently took a year off of college, and while I got to travel the world and learn many things school cannot teach me, all of my friends were achieving these amazing things in school. I don't want this to sound crazy, but I feel like I have a bigger purpose in life than working a 9-to-5 job, but I'm not sure what it is. My question is, how do I figure this out without letting my fear of judgment from other people get in the way? Should I venture out of my comfort zone, or is it safer to stay in track to have a secure life? Any advice would be awesome. Thank you.
You know, that's such a great question. It's hard to take the road less traveled. It really is, because you are influenced by your peers and what they're doing. And it was like, you know, we used to talk about people getting married. It's like when all your friends are getting married, you feel like you, oh my gosh,
it's
I'm not in the
pressure.
Right. You feel like you're in the wrong life moment.
Yeah.
It's like when everyone's having kids and you're not.
Yep.
Or whatever it is. It's just, it's a lot of pressure. I feel like in your case, for the information I'm getting is that you are enjoying figuring out what's going on with you. So even though it's really hard, and I'm not sure I would have been able to do it at your age, but I'm telling you, at my age, I'm much better at this now. You have to not care what other people think.
Yeah.
You have to just kind of go for it.
Yep. I think the fact that they already went and traveled for a year is already such a great sign, because it's allowing themselves to sort of take that break. And
the only thing, I agree, I think the only thing you'd have to consider is really checking yourself and saying, am I really doing what I want to do? Is this what I want to be doing? Or am I scared of
failing, like, in something else?
Yeah, like, am I scared of going to school? Is that why I'm doing this? Or is it because I really love doing this? Because I think if you really love doing this and you're happy with it, it doesn't really matter what anyone else thinks.
Exactly.
I mean, honestly, if someone was in a job that, I don't know, let's say your friend was at a company that had 100 levels and you're in a company that had 2.
Right.
You know, and you're like, well, I'm only going to get to this level, but I love being here. I love this job. I love this whole thing. And you're happy, then that's okay. Maybe you wouldn't be happy at that kind of company. And maybe that person needs that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's just, you have to, I think you just have to know.
Figure out what makes you happy.
Yeah. Figure out what makes you happy. Like, I could not be happy doing a job where I didn't interact with people.
Right. Right. And it's those simple things of figuring out what you actually enjoy doing.
Could you be in a job where you didn't interact with people a lot?
Yeah.
You really could?
No, I'm kidding. No. No, but I...
No, I mean, understanding, like, we hate everyone.
Right. I'm just saying. No, I definitely need to be. But I think for me, like, I wouldn't be able to sit in a cubicle.
Right. That's what I mean. I guess that's what I'm getting at. Like, I wasn't thinking about a cubicle, but I was thinking about a job where you're alone a lot. Like, people that work from home.
Right.
I don't get that.
Right, right. You need to constantly be... Well, you're a very creative person. I mean, that's why you have this platform too, because you're good at it, you know?
Right, but I like to go somewhere. Like, that's why when Terry and I do Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig podcast, I don't love doing it at home. I mean, it's convenient when we do it that way sometimes, but I prefer going somewhere else.
Interesting.
You need to get out of your house. I don't understand. I mean, I'm not judging it. I just couldn't do that thing where I work at home and live at home and be...
Like, you need to, like,
I would feel like a
shut-in. Right. I mean, I guess it's good for, like, you know, moms that can't really leave, right, that have, like, infants that need to work from, like, a laptop or whatever.
But that's different. You still have built-in going-out things.
Because
if you work from home because it's easier because you're a mom.
Yes.
And you're full-time care, you still have to take the kid to the park. You
totally.
Still have to, I mean, you're still doing all that stuff. So you're not, like, a shut-in.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, that was fun. Thank you guys so much for listening, and wish me luck on my epic trip. I'll fill you all in when I get back.
I am so happy for you guys.
I'm so excited. Can you do a little sun dance for me?
Totally.
Thank you. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Podcast One has crime and mystery with shows like Cold Case Files.
Unsure of how his victim was killed, the doctor completes his autopsy with more questions than answers.
The Serial Killer Podcast.
A little boy, as it turned out, was the kidnapped Billy Gaffney.
And crime in sports.
He's pulled over in Dallas and found in possession of a crack pipe. Let's just say the lawsuit didn't go anywhere. He didn't win.
Exclusively on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.